Script, Page Estritori with Financial Services Online here, bringing you the pulse on insurance news around Australia. On today's wrap, we dive into changes at Clearview, rulings by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and criticism from the Life Code Compliance Committee. Monday last week saw significant leadership changes at Clearview Life Assurance. Peter Tilaka, an industry veteran of 20 years, has now taken over as head of underwriting. Tilaka's appointment coincides with updates to Clearview's underwriting standards, a strategic move designed to foster growth. Notably, these changes aim to streamline the process for advisors and reduce the need for medical prerequisites for coverage under $2 million. In Clearview's product line, trauma definitions for both ClearChoice and Life Solutions have been refined as of early June, bringing in better coverage for head trauma and common health concerns like cancer and angioplasty. It's clear that the company's intent is to keep on the front of national initiatives. In other news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority showed its teeth with a couple of rulings last week. A home business owner in a dispute with insurer IAG found herself in favor after alleged misrepresentation. The policyholder used her rental property as her business registered address, which the insurer assumed meant business operations were conducted there, an assumption the AFCA found was not proven wholly true. The AFCA took the policyholder's side, instructing IAG to change its decision, reinstate the policy, and honor the theft claim. This case underlines the intricate nature of insurance claims related to home business disclosures. In another AFCA matter, it upheld a denial from RAC Insurance for a claim involving an accident purportedly avoided by swerving to avoid a possum. Evidence presented indicated inconsistencies with the driver's account, making the FCA stand with RAC's initial decision, showing that honesty in insurance claims is never overstated. Lastly, the Life Code Compliance Committee had harsh words for a life insurer found sending misleading rejection letters. Issued to 170 applicants, these letters were deemed ambiguous and contradictory, omitting critical information about reviews and complaints process. The insurer has been urged to revise its communication method and address its internal oversights. This week reiterated the importance of transparency and honesty, both for insurers and policyholders in the Australian market. For more on these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori signing off for Financial Services Online on this Tuesday, July 1st, 2025. Keep it locked here for more weekly insurance news wraps.